Hey folks, Dan Frio here, and this week I'm coming from Florida. So this is out to all my 6 million plus loyal viewers. We don't have that many, but I'm trying. Okay, so let's get over to what's really going on in the markets. Guys, my name is Dan Frio. Like I said, I do the mortgage update or the rate update every day to inform you guys what's going on in the markets. So what I usually do every morning, I report out there kind of the economic news, what's going on in the stock market, the bond market, the cryptocurrency market, and stocks. But what I want to focus in on today is real estate, because I'm not going to be coming back on at 3 o'clock today to answer your questions. So let's just focus in on real estate this week. And this is what you're seeing. This is one of the screens that I have up. And the reason being is I'm a mortgage advisor and I need to know what's going on in the bond market as well as mortgage rates. So what you're seeing right here, if you're a mortgage advisor, you can get this. This is probably one of the cheapest versions of these tools as you can get. Some of these screens that I get, that I use are maybe $150, $250 a month. This one is really reasonable. So if you want this one, I have a link down below to use this. But I do have a newsletter down there as well. Subscribe to that and you'll get this plus more. So that's enough of that. Let's get over to these here. We have the bond markets are basically not doing much anything right now. And we love it. We don't like this. We like this because let's say, for example, if you're probably watching this, you might be looking to buy a house. Well, you want to come in one day and the rate's 6 and the next day the rate's 7, then the next day the rate's 6 and the next day is 7.5. You don't know really what's going on. So pay attention to my channel. I'll at least give you the information and the economics behind what's going on in the markets to give you somewhat of a direction on where mortgage rates are going. So without further ado, pay attention to this video and you'll see what I do. So what you're seeing on your screen right now are the top bonds that I watch. This is the 10-year treasury. It usually correlates with what's going on mortgage rates, but not directly. So that's why I watch these two. This is the MBSs. That's mortgage-backed securities. So why would you watch a treasury when there's a bond out there that's actually mortgage-backed that you can follow this? And this yield is basically your rate on your mortgage plus some other things, okay? Not the 10-year treasury. So right now we're seeing these. You can't see them because they're green, because I have a green screen behind me, but that's good. It's up 2 and this one's up 5. So basically mortgage rates aren't doing anything right now and we love it. But my pundits are going to have an issue with this one. The headlines are February home prices did what? They gained? They had the strongest gain since May of last year. Are you kidding me? So now what's people going to say? Well, it's a blip in the radar. It's this. I don't care what they're saying, because a lot mainstream media and a lot of YouTubers are saying, guys, we're going to see a 30, 40, 50% crash. And I've been on the basically blackballed from most of these places because I'm saying there's not going to be a crash. And you're seeing right here, all of a sudden, February, we had a big gain in the markets. So just saying. So most of the people, when they pull up this, they're going to go, "Whoa, are you serious? Now what am I going to do on my channel?" So sorry about that, guys. Just thought I'd rub that in. Okay, so what I want to educate you guys on today is housing inventory. You got to make a big distinction. Is it housing inventory on existing homes, housing inventory on new construction, or just total overall housing inventory? What you're seeing on here is overall housing inventory. And you can see that it is very low compared to when, well, the time that everybody else uses to say, well, we got to have a housing crash because we just gotta. Well, look at where we were back in 2008 when the world imploded. Let me tell you just briefly what happened. Millions and millions of people had subprime loans that were absolutely terrible. Okay. And it started in about 2000, and every couple of years, what would happen is millions of people's rates would adjust and they would adjust and their house payment would double and triple. Yes, I said double and triple, because most of those people had complete teaser rates on basically big loans and they had no money in the skin in the game. So here's the programs that were available at that time. You can get an 80% what was called a NINA, no income, no assets. So it was just basically, we called it a liar loan. You can go as a receptionist or a bartender and say you make $250,000 a year and it's not even validated. Okay, so you can get an 80% loan on a program for that. And then they came up with another program. You can now do a 20% second to bring you all the way up to 100% of the house's value on a no income, no asset loan. So basically you can do a no income, no asset loan on a first mortgage at 80% of the house's value. Then you could pick up the rest of it on a second mortgage. So basically you had no money no skin in the game. Okay. So what happened is those rates were teaser rates with payments that were about a third of what they should have been, because they were interest only in the whole ball of wax. So over time, 2021, 2, 3, 4, a lot of these mortgages reset. And they would double and triple those payments. Well, then people would refinance. Well, the problem was when it came down through these time periods here, when house values started to drop a little bit, people couldn't refinance. So then what do? They do this because they can't refinance. So now what? They're forced to put their house on the market. Otherwise, they're going to get foreclosed on, which you see millions of people that happen to. But if they didn't sell their house, they got foreclosed on. Okay, so that's what happened. So that's what's really going on. And we're not going to see that this time, guys, because there's not that systemic risk of those loans anymore. Okay, that's what I'm trying to get through to everybody. And then you go through to here, what you want to see here is these are now monthly new homes. Okay, so what I want you to be aware of is housing inventory. Somebody might show you this total. They might show you existing home sales, which is worse than this. Or they might show you new home sales. All the data is completely different, folks. So you got to understand which data you're watching. And that's how you guys get the wool pulled over your eyes, because somebody can easily slip in here and say, look at housing supply. They're saying there's a shortage, but there's no shortage. Look, we have the same as we did back then. No, not if you really look at the real facts. Okay, so that is that. Let's look at the economic calendar so I can bring you guys up to date what's going on this week in the markets and then how this might affect basically real estate, because that's what we're focused in on. But I'll also give you a hint on what might happen in the stock market. So let's go through the economic calendar for this week. We have manufacturing numbers came in today. It came in lower. Why? Why is all this starting to come down? And you're going to see a lot of jobs numbers starting to come down as well. Well, the Federal Reserve, they came in last 2 years and said, we're going to put a pain on homeowners. And they did. Okay, they had a role of pushing rates from 3 to 7. Okay, so now they're at the employment numbers. So they really want to crush manufacturing, employment, and everything else. And they're going to do a miserable job at this, but they're going to probably succeed on what they're doing. So that being said, the manufacturing numbers are coming in lower than they were and lower than forecasted. Tomorrow, we're going to see what's called the JOLTS index. What the JOLTS index tells us is how many job openings there are. God, guys, there's a slew of job openings. Okay. That's the disconnect in this economy right now. There's tons of job openings and there's nobody filling it, but we're on the brink of a recession. That's not normally the case. Okay. And then we have the employee ADP payroll numbers. These numbers usually aren't that good. ADP, they're still trying to work this out, but that's coming in. More manufacturing numbers coming in. Crude oil inventories, we monitor this for inflation because oil and energy is a huge piece of our inflation front. And then look at the rest of the things. It's just jobs, 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 jobs. So let's get to the headline news. There's not that much coming out other than oil. Okay, we're seeing oil. That's part of the headline right now. Oil surges 8%. Why we're concerned with that? Again, it's an inflation number. Going over here to Bitcoin. Bitcoin is down $15 a share. Nothing really to write home about there. Nothing. It's basically stagnant. We love that. And then you have the jobs reports coming in. And then the Fed. What if they didn't or hadn't make any mistakes? They're always making mistakes, guys. Let's get over to the headline news that we have. Home prices suddenly jump after several months of decline. Again, heads are going to be exploding. But we go down through here, and I'll give you a little bit more on that in tomorrow's video. But home prices suddenly jump. What happened? Home prices in turn is mortgage rates flipped. Price nationally rose 0.16%. Okay, and they're saying because mortgage rates plummeted in December and January. Guys, we're still getting contracts in February and March that we closed in 2 to 3 weeks. So that's what's going on there. So without further ado, what in the world's going on with mortgage rates? Well, let's refresh this and see what the MBS market's doing. MBS market is flat, like we said, over to here. It is 5. Basically, nothing's going on there. So the MBS market right here, but let me explain this to you real quick. What this is it's telling us the price of a mortgage-backed security bond, okay? All you need to know is the price and the rate or the yield is inverse. So here, what I mean by this, if this number is going down, well, mortgage rates are going up. Well, 0.05 isn't going to do anything. So let's get over to where mortgage rates ended Friday, and they'll probably open up this way as well. So what you're seeing right here on your screen, this is top 6 products people use when they're buying or refinancing a home. This is published by Mortgage News Daily. If you want this to sign up for this, it's down below, the Mortgage News Daily one. But if you want mine, which gives you this and gives you this and gives you this and more. All I need you to do is subscribe to my newsletter down below. You'll get all that. I don't sell the data. I don't solicit you. It's there for educational purposes. You can see right through here, these are the top six products people use when they're buying or refinancing a house. That's where they are. But I did figure out what this come up, what these numbers pertain. This is somebody buying a house, 20% down with a 740 credit score. Okay, so basically the best parameters that there are out there. So this is the best rates that are in town right now. So if your rate's a little bit different than this, you know, if it's a little bit higher than this, it's probably your parameters are different. If it's a little bit lower than this, it's probably your parameters are different as well. So that's it for today, guys. I will not be back today at 3 o'clock for my live events. I'm actually in Florida for the week. It is mine and my wife's 34th anniversary. So we're trying to spend some time together, but I will be here doing my morning videos and I will be at my beck and call of my office if they need assistance. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. If you like my videos, please don't forget to give us a thumbs up, subscribe down below, hit the bell. Every time I post a video like this in my live events, you'll get an alert and you'll know that I'm online. Take care, guys. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.